Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What is it with you people and reefer?
Michael Ian Black today, and also Jim Florentine tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I believe we might hear from Dr. Mina tomorrow, yeah. Too.
Jim Florentine hosts a show on a satellite rock and roll show called Metal Midgets. Yeah.
And the Estherville
Midgets. Craig was looking up. We won't read them on the air. The 15 best things to do in Estherville. All right.
There were that many?
We got midget t-shirts. Thank you. Appreciate that.
There's a meteorite.
No, they're not small t-shirts. They're shirts that say midgets on them.
Do they have a meteorite on display?
Apparently. Yeah, I didn't look into that. But I don't know if it can compare to the 1,000-pound meteorite in Greenville, Kansas.
Probably not.
Greensburg, I think.
Yeah. Whatever.
Kansas.
Yeah.
I saw a meme the other day of...
You say whatever, somebody's going to drive to the wrong town.
Right. It was that meteor crater in Arizona, outside of Winslow, Arizona. Yep. And it said, how come? This is for the atheists. How come meteors always land in craters? Checkmate.
Okay, then.
That's funny.
That's their argument for intelligent design. Is that what they call it?
Okay, then.
Your evolution deniers?
Yeesh.
So, yeah. Meteors always seem to land in craters. It got me there.
The meteor actually makes a crater. Am I right about that?
No.
The meteor makes the crater.
No, the crater invites the meteor.
No, the crater wasn't there until the meteor hits it.
The meteors slow down as they get closer.
Oh, okay,
and they just softly land in the crater that was already there.
They look for the crater. They seek out the crater, and they land there because it fits nicely.
Yeah. Slowly apply the brakes as you come closer to the ground.
All right, I get it.
Was on this date in 1983, Vanessa Williams became the first black woman to be crowned Miss America.
Yeah. Soon after that, they found naked photos of her, and she had to resign in disgrace and never heard from her again. Nope. Oh, no, she's a great actress and singer and still kicks ass. And still hot.
Yeah. She had her head between the legs of another woman,
Yes, she did.
I read an article about this recently.
Blah, 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 blah.
And apparently, apparently Hugh Hefner was offered those pictures.
Yeah, he was.
And he turned them down. He said at the time that, that she obviously didn't want them published, and so he wasn't going to do it.
Guccione did, right?
Bob Guccione did. He did not have that same issue. No. However, it was also noted that Hugh Hefner, at that point in time, did not put any girl-on-girl action in his Playboy magazine as well.
Yeah. No, I don't think he ever did he?
No.
And so the other people are saying, nah, it wasn't because you liked her so much or because you had moral issues with this. It's because it was two girls.
Yeah. Yeah, they asked him what he would rather see her do. And he said,
these nuts.
I took no offense to that.
Well, he was an older man. I guarantee there's girl and girl in his bedrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You're Hugh Hefner.
You mean those twins, for instance?
Whatever.
He had three of them living with him for a while there.
Yeah, exactly.
When did the photos come out?
Well, how she had to give up her crown. She still had, so it was in that year.
Right. Okay, sometime during her reign as Miss America.
Yeah, it was right. It was almost right away that year, right?
Right. Now, that very same issue.
Of the magazine?
Of the Penthouse magazine.
Uh-huh.
Was also the first time most people were exposed to Tracy Lords.
As an adult?
No.
Because I saw a few of her pornos when she was apparently underage. But she was 18.
No, 17. This is when they didn't. This was when.
It would have been 83. You're
she
right.
Hadn't done any. She may not have done any pornos by this point. This was a pictorial. And now she had all the proper paperwork.
Yeah.
She had gotten her friend's birth certificate,
mm-hmm.
Older friend's birth certificate, got herself a driver's license and whatnot. So as far as Penthouse was concerned, they were as legit as they could be, although she was 15 at the time.
Yep.
And so when they eventually found out about this, you know, they raided the offices and whatnot, and it turned out that particular issue of Penthouse magazine with Vanessa Williams,
you can't find,
is illegal to own.
Yeah, well, I'm sure people still have it.
Well, of course they do.
Yeah.
But it's illegal to own.
Oh, yeah. It's in Roger's basement
somewhere. Oh, Roger has it.
I guarantee you he has it. See, I don't remember that.
Nor did I.
Yeah.
I was a little more fixated on Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, everybody was.
Well, it was just some girl. Right. It was just another person.
No. I
it was just another girl getting naked. And they didn't care. You know, the Tracy Lords was nothing at the time.
And the Tracy Lords porn, I mean, I've seen a few of those back in the day because she looked like she was 18 and I was 18. So you watched them,
right?
You know?
Was she the Penthouse Pet of the Month or just another chick in there?
I think she was just someone else in there, but I don't know. And they didn't spell her name with an I. I read the article. Florida teenager says his martial arts training helped him survive a shark encounter.
Yeah.
In Volusia County, St. Augustine's Cole Smith was surfing Tuesday morning when he was bitten on the hand by what he believes was a tiger or a bull shark. The 15-year-old is a second-degree black belt in Taekwondo, and he got the shark to release its grip by, as he put it, punching the fish really hard.
Yeah, you punch it in the nose.
He needed 40 stitches on his hand. He says nothing's going to stop him from surfing again.
Dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's got to say, dude. He was gnarly. He was stoked, and he punched the shark. Good for him.
Well, you were.
I saw a guy saved his daughter in California. I saw that story a couple weeks ago. They were talking to that dude. He ran out in the surf, and she was being pulled under, and he kept holding the daughter and just punching. He was just punching it, too. No Taekwondo, just punching it.
Right.
Yeah, see, that's the part I'm calling BS.
I know, he's just a kid. Yeah. I get it. But you punch the shark. We all know how to punch.
If I hadn't had martial arts training, I wouldn't have punched the shark.
That's not true.
You would have punched the shark. That's what you do.
You punched the shark last night.
Maybe he gave it the proper karate chop.
Right.
Or Taekwondo chop.
Yeah,
it was a more effective chop.
No, I'm with Puss on that. I'm not going to give him much crap. He's a kid. I get it, but still.
Everybody's first instinct.
Your Estoril midget shirt there, Nick.
This is nice.
It's very cool, man. Wear that to your other job.
Yeah, I will.
Or start a little display in your office.
Yeah.
You got the savages.
You didn't buy any savages.
Incorrect shirts.
And by office, he means garage.
Yeah. I could put this where the Ace Frehley poster was.
Yeah. I'm going to wear my midget shirt.
I saw somebody at the gas station parking lot yesterday had the Savages like decal on the side of their car.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like they were transported from a trailer park. This family is all just kind of like hanging out around this car. I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I feel like you should probably just go to the meth house. This is kind of obvious in this parking lot. I don't know what else you might be doing.
That's right.
But you're up to no good.
They're up to no good. You can tell that. I can tell people
it's
up
like
to no good.
Traveling gypsy savages van.
We all know when people are up to no good because sometimes we're around with people and we know we're up to no good. And you're right, and you look sketchy.
I usually didn't bring in my kids, though.
No. When
these
I'm up to
people
no,
had the whole family.
Up to no good, it was the kids were never involved.
Yeah, kids are used to it.
Yeah. Right.
According to The Guardian, in the last couple of months along the Spanish and Portuguese coasts, orcas have been ramming sailing boats.
Ramming speed.
Where?
Along the Spanish and Portuguese coast. Orcas.
Killer whales?
Killer whales ramming sailboats.
And sailboats would tip over pretty easily, I'm guessing, with a
two
whale.
Two boats lost part of their rudders. At least one crew member suffered bruising from the impact of the ramming. Several
and
boats sustained serious damage.
They had enough? The whales?
Not sure. The latest incident occurred Friday afternoon when an orca rammed the stern of a 36-foot boat at least 15 times.
What agitated them?
The boat lost steering and was towed into port to assess damage on the end of August, the 30th of August, a French-flagged vessel radioed the Coast Guard to say it was under attack from killer whales. Later that day, another naval yacht lost part of its rudder after an encounter with orcas under the stern.
Because they usually don't attack you unprovoked.
No, they don't. They're highly intelligent social mammals. They're the largest of the dolphin family, actually.
How many orcas have you rammed in the past, Craig?
They're curious. And it's normal for them to follow a boat closely,
I'll
even to interact with the rudder, but never with the force suggested here. At least one pod appears to be pursuing boats in behavior that scientists agree is highly unusual and concerning. Yep. Too early to understand what's going on, Todd.
Now they're pissed, man.
It might indicate stress in a population that is endangered.
Yeah, they're going on the offensive.
That's right. Good for them.
Just a couple summers ago, we were out on the Puget Sound off the coast of Seattle and surrounded by probably a half a dozen orca pods. It was pretty spectacular.
You're lucky they didn't ram you.
But at no point did anyone feel threatened.
Well,
right. Now, at the end of July, a 46-foot delivery boat was surrounded by nine orcas. They rammed the hull for over an hour, spinning the boat 180 degrees, disabling the engine, breaking the rudder as they communicated with each other with loud whistling. The crew said it felt totally orchestrated. Earlier that week, another boat in the area.
Orcas orchestrated.
Yeah.
Reported a 50-minute encounter.
Yeah,
the skipper said
should.
The force
punch
of the ramming
like, sorry, did you say orchestrated?
Dislocated the helmsman's shoulder.
Orchestrated.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be terrifying.
It's not known if all the encounters involve the same pod, but they figure it's probable.
Because you're right. When they see people, when you see like surfers or stuff and see whales go by, they're never freaked out because whales, although big, just kind of float by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're freaked out by sharks because sharks usually attack.
They're just done with these boats.
Right. That's it. Oh, we've had enough.
They're smart.
Yeah, they are.
That whale at SeaWorld that drugged that lady down to the bottom of the tank.
I know.
He did that while she was explaining how the show was going to go.
Right.
I don't know if he knew that. He's like, oh, really? You think I'm doing that?
No. I'm not jumping for you.
No, I got a little say in this matter, too. Here's how the show's going to go today.
She died.
Yeah.
That just says don't wear a ponytail around a big orca.
Yeah. Oh, did you see the video?
Well, they could still grab onto an arm or anything. They could probably capsize these boats if they wanted
easily.
To.
Easily. Sailboat, yeah.
I think it was earlier this week or last week, there was some video floating around on Twitter of an alligator racing a boat along.
I saw that.
This thing was keeping up.
Flying.
I mean, it was flying through the water just next to this boat as they were going up the river or somewhere. Big one, too.
How big was the boat?
He looked like he was probably 12, 15 feet long. And the boat was at least that big.
Oh, then you're going to see my poop flying from the boat the whole time, too.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't look like he was trying to threaten the boat.
Be filling up with poop.
He just looked like, oh, well, I can go that fast, too.
Yeah. He was racing the boat.
Yeah, he was. Just right alongside, racing the boat.
Man.
Yeah, I didn't know they could swim that fast and see that thing.
The dolphins can.
Yeah, I knew they could keep up.
Yeah, but so far they haven't killed anybody yet. Dolphins are pretty.
Nah.
They like humans, right, so far.
That one dolphin really liked that lady in that video where he jumps up and starts humping her.
Oh, humping her, that's right. She's got her legs spread, too. You remember that?
Yeah.
So
her boyfriend's all pissed.
She's kind of giggling in that thing. Yeah, I remember that.
You want to go hang out with the dolphin?
I thought I saw some
you like the dolphins
documentary
better.
Where some scientists would, pleasure the dolphin.
Yes.
Manually pleasure.
Yes.
The dolphin.
Wait, we did that story.
Documentary? That's what that's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or animal porn.
It's a four-minute clip. Doesn't a documentary have to be more than 4 minutes long?
And you don't you usually watch documentaries with your pants on?
Not usually.
Yeah. Well, I paid the $39.95 premium so I could see the full clip.
Oh,
the
perfect.
Full 40-minute
in
clip.
In a guy's basement.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, today's sad news, and this kind of is. I mean, you know, many times we joke about this, but This kind of is. Majority of young American adults don't know much about the Holocaust. New survey found that nearly half of the respondents between ages 18 and 39 could not name a single concentration camp, and almost a quarter said they thought the Holocaust was a myth or exaggerated.
See, that's the one that scares me. Listen, education is one thing, not learning it in school is one thing, but when people think it's a hoax or a myth, that is just freaks. That is freaks teaching them kids that.
More than 1 in 10 believe Jews caused the Holocaust.
Yep.
Almost half of millennial and Gen Z adults about a quarter of them said they believed the Holocaust was a myth or had been exaggerated, or they just weren't sure.
Are they not teaching that?
I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Is this all sanitized?
I guarantee my daughter has been taught it because she wants to see the museum. You have to get that museum. You got to buy tickets ahead of time, and it's always sold out. So you got to, like, if you're going to go to D.C., get the Holocaust tickets ahead of time. See that museum.
It's one of those things that
I know.
Sounds odd to say.
It does sound odd because we were driving down to D.C. and we called, and she wanted to see it, and it was you couldn't see it for like a week because it was that far out, sold out.
12% said that they had definitely not heard or didn't think they'd heard about the Holocaust.
That's crazy.
Well, I also heard yesterday that said a lot of Jews in the country, I'm not sure the exact number, don't feel safe in America today because of somebody that's running the country.
Okay, now then, keep it 1 in 8. 12% said they definitely not heard or didn't think they'd heard about the Holocaust, but more than half, 56%, said that they had seen Nazi symbols on their social media platforms and or in their communities, and almost half, 49%, had seen Holocaust denial or distortion posts on social media or elsewhere online.
Yeah, thank you, Facebook.
So they can recognize a swastika.
Yep.
My youngest is 12, and he's considering being Anne Frank for Halloween. He's heard of the Holocaust.
Yeah, obviously. Well, I have a story here where they break it down geographically. What states fare the best and which ones fare the worst.
Right. Top is Wisconsin.
Good for them.
And then Minnesota, and then Massachusetts. At the bottom, it's Arkansas. Go Hogs.
Go
Hogs. Pig suey.
Really a southern
state. And then Mississippi and Florida.
Yeah, surprise.
Kansas and Nebraska are in the top 10, though.
All right, good.
Iowa can't be too far behind because I noticed at least one of their numbers was similar to Kansas and Nebraska.
I remember being a focus on the Holocaust in school, in like elementary school.
Yeah,
by the time I went to middle school, I was well aware of what the Holocaust
was. Exactly.
Haven't these people seen like Saving Private Ryan?
I know what they're fighting for? I don't know what they've seen.
How do you not know what the Holocaust is?
Now, remember, they're losers, those soldiers. And suckers.
56% of Americans didn't know what Auschwitz was. 63% didn't know 6 million Jews were killed. They must not be teaching this.
That's nearly two-thirds.
People just don't read. They don't see it in a meme, so they don't know.
It can be taught, too. It's probably that, and also what Craig said, the disinformation when it comes to the Holocaust deniers and racist asshats.
Well, how racist do you have to be to blame the Holocaust on the Jews? That's the most true 10%.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they must have done something. It's something bad that happened in the world. Not sure what, but, you know, Jews are, you know, they're responsible for all the bad
stuff.
Probably
the Jews, yeah.
Yeah, so it has to be.
Yeah. No wonder they don't feel safe. Pick me up made me feel good, Craig.
Jim Carrey playing Joe Biden on SNL.
I can't picture that, but That'll be great. He'll nail it.
He's good at impressions.
Yep. Yeah, he's very good at it.
It's got to be frustrating to be on that cast.
Yeah, because when they bring in the big stars.
Like, oh, they'll need a Biden. I'm like, Oh, yeah, I guess that'll be Jim Carrey.
But it was Woody Harrelson did it last year.
Sudeikis did it
originally years ago, and he brought him back, right, yeah.
But you're right. The big three that they're going to have, Trump, Kamala Harris, and Biden are all on non-cast members.
Now, one was a cast member, of course. But you know, though, star power still helps that show.
Oh, sure,
yeah,
and to see those guys in those roles will help that show.
Maya Rudolph playing Kamala Harris. Right. Beck Bennett will be Pence.
Oh yeah,
he's good
Pence.
At Pence. He's really good at Pence.
He's good at that.
Yeah.
And Alec Baldwin lives in New York, so he can be on call.
He is returning as Trump.
Good.
Jim Carrey doesn't live in New York, so I don't see him appearing every episode.
But if he's agreed to do it, obviously he's agreed to be available.
He'll be there.
October 3rd.
Yeah.
Richard had a funny Mike Pence joke the other day at those shows about... how when he goes gay, he's going to go like Incredible Hulk gay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all like pent up. And it was like, yeah.
Any Pence lovers in the crowd?
If they were, like, they were just dried up by laughter.
Okay, good.
Well, we have another potential shortage of stuff. This time at specifically McDonald's. Because apparently... Well, they've come out with what they call the Travis Scott meal. Travis Scott. And apparently everybody and their brother is buying this, and so...
It's something he likes, obviously.
It's the whole meal.
One of his songs, I guess? Okay.
No, it's a whole meal. It's a quarter pounder with cheese, bacon, and lettuce, fries, a side of barbecue sauce, and a Sprite.
Okay, that sounds good.
That's the Travis Scott meal.
Okay, that's what
he likes. So they've been pimping that.
Got it.
At McDonald's. And so... They say that several locations have sold out of some of the ingredients in the meal due to high sales.
Well, going to get more.
Yeah, they've sold out, though. And you can only get it from McDonald's.
All right.
So be careful where you get your Travis Scott meal at McDonald's. They might be out of lettuce.
Can you just roll up and ask for the Travis Scott meal?
Yes. It's only the second time ever that you've been able to order a named meal at McDonald's. I forget what the first time was, but it was a long time ago.
Is he being compensated for this?
He's involved in it, yeah.
Oh, he is involved with it. I didn't know that.
There's some. My son bought one of these.
Yeah, he's involved in this.
We had to go to a different location, though, because we looked on the app, and one of them was out of bacon.
Oh. That is your day. Looking on the app to find out they're out of bacon.
Right. Well, yeah, we just order on the app. It's so much easier. It's so much easier to do on the app than going up into the drive-thru and being like, what do you want to drink? And everybody's like, don't forget this. I want this. You can just sit there and have everything ordered.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's nice.
And how do you tell them when you go through the drive-thru then?
They have, I think you can either give them a number that's on your app or they've got like numbered slots in the parking lot where you just pull up and you're like, hey, I'm in number one. And then you just sit there for a few minutes and they just bring all the food out.
Man, I didn't know that. I gotta start doing that.
It's way less stressful.
Yeah, I know.
Because the kid's like, remember I didn't want mustard? I know. Like, talking to somebody.
My kids yell at me all the time through their drive-thru because I'm an idiot. And I can't tell if they can hear me or not because half the time they can't.
Should I know a Travis Scott song?
No.
I don't know that I know a Travis Scott song. No. I think he was banging Kylie Jenner for a while.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Craig, the other time that they did a named meal is really obscure. It was Michael Jordan.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Who knows that guy?
What did Jordan like?
Food. Doesn't say here.
Yeah. It doesn't say food.
I feel bad for some of these drive-thru workers. My daughter was, she had a video of it. She went through a drive-thru with her friend, and they pull up, and they're like, you know what we're here for? And go, bah! And like play a Travis Scott song, and the worker's like, I don't, what are you doing? I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Would it be this?
That's hard.
Huh?
That's highest in the room.
I hear that in my car.
Huh?
My
That's
son.
Highest in the room.
I like the title.
I hear that in my car, that kind of crap. My son, it's the worst music. Yeah, it's just like, it's the same thing over and over again.
Right. Burger sounds good.
Burger does sound good, though.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.